Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And each week, folks, I get to hear all kinds of stories about the one that got away. And sometimes, you know, we hear about the big fish that's caught. But I got a guy with me right now, Mark Zona, and he's from Sturgis, Michigan. But, Mark, you know a lot about 1 ounce, don't you?
More so now than ever. I thought I used to know a lot, but since last Saturday, I can guess the weight of pretty much anything.
Well, folks, you got to know that Mark was right in the title chase for the EverStart tournament at Vermilion, and he was right there getting ready to think he won this tournament and lost to David Dudley by 1 mere ounce, and that just really had to hurt.
Well, it even brings back memories hearing it again, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was a great week. I mean, I can't complain. The last few months fishing, I mean, the EverStart's taking good care of me. And yeah, 1 ounce, though. Boy, I didn't know whether to go celebrate or cry when it was done.
Well, you know, you can celebrate because you won a bunch of money. I mean, you didn't win the big money, but you won a pretty good chunk of change. And, you know, and to think that you're a fish against that caliber of competition and then coming out second, it's not too bad.
Well, I've been in 5 finals, and that was definitely the most stacked top 10 I had ever been involved in. I mean, you had, I think, 5 or 6 national champions in the top 10, so I knew that I had my hands full the whole day.
You know Michigan so well, and you know the Indiana area so well, and this happened to be at the Lake Vermilion, which is in northern fishery, but it's a thing, Mark, where you do pretty well across the country, and the Michigan guys seem to be doing very, very well.
Well, pretty much all of us grew up fishing against each other since we were probably 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, and now we're all in our early 30s, and good to see we're hanging in there. I mean, we're getting to look at a lot of different water, and there's a lot more, Terry, there's a lot more bigger tournaments now coming north, which that never used to happen. I mean, you get above the Mason-Dixon line, that happened once about every 2 years, and it's kind of showcasing some of the fishermen from up this way having the northern tournaments.
Well, I think also the fisheries, holy cow, you know, Vermilion, a great turnout, Kentucky Lake not too long ago, and there was a great turnout there for the FLW Tour event, and, you know, you look at Lake Champlain, and you look at a lot of the fisheries in New York, and even in Illinois, you know, you think about Illinois not having very many fisheries, but there's been some good tournaments up this way on the Mississippi River and a lot of those things, but the northern fisheries are holding their own.
Well, the one of the biggest things that, you know, I sell bass boats half the year at a dealership in northern Indiana, and I cannot go fish professional tournaments from January to May. That's when you sell boats. But from May on, you know, that's when the northern tournaments kick in. These lakes up here, I mean, it's pretty usual to catch 40 to 60 a day. I know that sounds, I mean, that's a pretty large number, but at a Champlain and Erie of Vermilion, that's very consistent.
Well, you know, Mark, I guess Kevin Vida is another guy that's from up there. Of course, we know Kevin Van Dam. Everybody that follows bass fishing knows about him. But the Michigan guys, you know, I think the versatility, you're starting to see they fish deep water, they fish shallow water, a lot of vegetation. Those are things that help you.
Well, one of the interesting things is, and I was talking about this, I was standing with Deanne Hibden the other day, and we were kind of talking about it at the tournament, is where I live in Sturgis, within 20 miles of my front door, I have a reservoir, a natural lake, and a river. You're pretty much covering the bases of growing up, and Kevin Vida and Van Dam, they're both used to that. And the lakes around here get an enormous amount of pressure, and you gotta become pretty versatile to excel on those lakes. You know, unfortunately, you know, I've had a lot of good teachers. Those guys, you know, through the years, I think we've all worked together.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, Mark, one of the things we've been doing here at Bass Fan Radio is, you know, we kind of highlight some of the things that are going along the tour, but one of the things we're about to announce, and it'll be out very, very soon, is we're going to have Bass Fan Radio on the internet. So it's going to be a neat deal. You know, you go into Bass Fan, and you can listen to Mark Zona talk about losing by 1 ounce.
Well,
what do you think?
I don't know if I want to listen to that again myself. And I'll tell you, since Bass Fan's my newspaper every morning, you know, I come to work here at More Boats every day and click on the internet. My boss probably gets mad at me, but that's my newspaper every morning. And I think that's brought a lot of different topics to light. I mean, you know, the outside of the fishing, you know, industry that people did not know about. And it's exciting to see that.
Well, you know, the anglers themselves, one of our missions is at BassFan is to do everything we can to promote the sport, to promote what's going on with the sponsors that support the sport, but also, and most importantly, we think, is to support the anglers, because without them, we wouldn't have a sport. And it's really a neat deal. You kind of learn the insides and outs of maybe somebody you didn't know about. You know, you see them up there catching a fish or weighing a fish in, but you really may not know about their family and some of that, and BassFan covers that.
Exactly, and that's good to see. And I can tell you, doing what I do as far as selling boats and fishing tournaments, I hear nothing but positive about that. And it's good to see that somebody came along and took the reins and did it.
Well, you know, Mark, I guess one of the things that come to mind now is as you fish, you ever start your, you know, you're fishing the FLW Tour events and, you know, BFLs and everything else that's out there. What's in store for Mark Zona?
Continue selling boats here at the store and sneak out and try to catch one or two when I'm not here. I mean, I'm a full-time boat salesman. There is no secret. I don't want to do anything else. I'm a part-time professional fisherman. I don't want to change that. 99% of my friends are full-time professional fishermen. It's not something I desire to do. I appreciate, you know, I do get asked that quite a bit, but I love selling boats, and I don't think that'll change, and occasionally you'll still see me out there fishing, but I like to keep it in line.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, part of that selling boats is also the ability to be able to eat and, you know, to turn the lights on and have power there and
yes.
A lot of those kind of things. So I understand that there's a lot of guys that are starving to death out on the trails. You know, it looks like a very lucrative thing, but a lot of guys have to have those second incomes, no question about it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm still very realistic with the sport. It takes a lot of money to do this, hands down. And people that think that they can just grab four or five credit cards and give it a run and try this out, they're not on the right playing field. You know, I studied how to do this, you know, as far as what tournaments to be in, at least to try to put myself in a good position. And running all over the country and aimlessly fishing is not the right way for me. It may be for the next guy. But I do like to come home to my job and my friends and my family. I mean, biggest thing, my family. They support me on work and on, you know, I also consider fishing my work. And I don't want to change that. The way it's clicking right now is the way I want to continue.
Well, it's kind of neat because if you sell boats, don't you have to take a guy out and let him see how it works and, you know, put that fishing rod in his hand and say, hey, you know, this is how you need to really fish and some of those kinds of things. So I'm sure part of that job as a boat salesman, you get to fish then too, right?
Well, exactly. I will tell you, I mean, a good, for instance, was in the Everstarts last week, was two of the 4 days were potential boat buyers. And, you know, you show them a pretty decent time, but unfortunately they both caught limits, so... Not that I was trying a little harder on those, but it does. I mean, a lot of my sales leads come from tournaments. So, yeah, fishing does, it ties into boat sales a ton.
Well, you know, one of the fortunate things we've got here at BassFan Radio is sponsored by Ranger Boats, which I know is near and dear to you, but they're also going to be involved with BassFan Radio on the web. And it's going to be neat. You know, we get to talk about Ranger Boats all the time and what they do and how they do it. And I know you're up there trying to sell a bunch of them.
Exactly. I mean, we last year we were Rangers Dealer of the Year, and I can't say enough about the product. It's, you know, I take their boat into some pretty bad places out on Lake Erie and Lake Ontario and some of the Great Lakes. And if it stands up to that, it's the one I need to be selling and running. So,
well, tell me about you as a fan. You know, I know about you as a fisherman, but as a fan, you know, as we wrap up here, what are some of the things, what do you look at? I mean, you talked about looking at BassFan.com. What are some of the other things you do?
I'm addicted to it. I mean, I'm addicted to the whole sport. You know, when I'm selling during the, you know, basically the springtime and all the tours are going on, whether it's the FLW tour or a BASS tour, I follow it as much, if not more, than the biggest fan. You know, those are my friends. And they probably get sick of me, but the Kevin Vitas, Van Dam, Chip Harrisons, I call them 4 to 5 times a day, you know. And I actually know how they're doing better from your website than from them, because they usually quit calling me. I bug them so much.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.